En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo. Amén. In terms of everyday experience, the discourse on the salt and the light sounds absurd, especially when it speaks of the disciples as salt that has lost its taste. Think about this for a moment. When was the last time your salt in the kitchen actually lost its taste? With salt, it's usually the opposite. It has too much taste. Amateur cooks, for example, are typically warned not to put too much salt in the soup. Salt has a bold, strong presence. When it comes in, it says, "I'm here," and everybody knows it. So much so that salt has to actually be used with care, has to be respected. It is weird to think of salt as losing its taste. Similarly, in terms of everyday experience, it is absurd to think of people lighting a lamp and putting it under a basket. Who in his right mind would do such a thing? That would be cramping the light style. Light wants to go everywhere, cover as much space as possible. When light does what it does best, it cannot be hidden. When it is put on a stand, it gives light to all in the house. So what we seem to have here in this discourse is what in Latin is called an argumentum ad absurdum, an argument reduced to the absurd. In other words, from Jesus' perspective, it would be untenable for his disciples to be like salt that has lost its saltiness, or light that is under a basket. That would just be weird. That would be absurd. And why is that? For that, we have to go to the divine perspective that precedes the salt and light speech, where Jesus tells his disciples that they are people of the Beatitudes. They are, in other words, truly a blessed people. That's their identity. That's who they are. And why? Because Jesus said so. Jesus promised so. Because Jesus' Father has made them so. And so theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Theirs the vision of God. Theirs the adoption as sons of God. This is all gift, grace, pure gospel. So the disciples get to live out their identity as beatitude people by doing what salt and light are meant to do. They are meant to make a difference in the world, in the earth. But how are they to do so? The disciples are to go out, not just to the house of Israel, but to the earth, to the world, in order to bring others into the kingdom of the Father who is in heaven. They are blessed in order to be a blessing to others, or better yet, to make others people of the Beatitudes. There is undoubtedly a missionary concern in Matthew. He's thinking of the Gentile mission. But there is also a call here to be bold, like salt on a pretzel, or maybe even better, like salt on an Argentina churrasco barbecue. Can't miss it. Or like light that is not hidden, but out for all to see. Disciples should not be afraid to be salt in the world, to salt what has no taste, or shine to stand on a stand for all to see. And why not? Because they are sent to the earth, to the world, with the authority of Jesus himself, with the authority of the one who speaks with authority on the mount. They're sent to be the Father's instruments to bring all into the blessings of his kingdom. Disciples of Christ, you too are a blessed people. You too have been made people of the Beatitudes. Yours is the vision of God. Yours the adoption as sons. So salt the earth, light the world, that people might see your good works and praise your Father in heaven. There is always more room for people to come into the kingdom. En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo. Amén.